Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline, and before we get into what we're going to talk about today, I do want to apologize for not having done an episode last week. I was very ill, and I was had a scratchy throat and a gross voice, so I felt it was better not to be on air at all. So I just want to apologize for that, but I am back, and I'm feeling better, and school's about to start. So today, we're going to be talking about the best advice for interviewing and finding new jobs, because College Girl Weekly wants you to have the dream job that you've always wanted. So we're going to make sure that you ace that first impression. So when we get back, we're going to go on a break now, but when we get back, we're going to talk about finding jobs, how to find jobs, what are the best ways. What are some pre-interview ideas and topics to talk about, and how to prep for your interview, and what to wear on your interview, including much more things. That's not all we're going to talk about. But those are the first topics we're going to talk about. So when we get back, be ready to talk about those, and we'll be right back.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, welcome back. And today we're talking about job interviews and finding jobs and finding places to interview you. So the first part of this episode is going to be talking about finding a job to apply for. Now, a lot of people, especially today, have issues with this just because everything's online. So you have to go online to a place's website or someplace like that to find places that even are hiring or even know if they're hiring. A lot of places, like, you used to be able to just go into someplace, into a business, and ask if they were hiring and fill out an application or something like that. But now a lot harder since everything's online. So something I suggest doing, which I've used in the past, is to go online and search jobs and then a zip code that you want to work in, and something is going to come up. You know what I mean? Whether or not it's your dream job is a whole nother ball game. But then once you get to a website that you like and that seems relatively trustworthy, you can narrow your search in a little bit. So then once you get to the website, you can search for, you know, radio promotion, Cinema Riches, or radio promotion, Oneonta, or something like that. Someplace that you know and that you want to work. So then you can narrow it down a little bit, and that will give you jobs that are in that field. Sometimes if you narrow it in too much, that doesn't come up. So I would suggest just using keywords and not using an entire job title. So don't put, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief on your search. Just put a general idea of what you want to do, and then something is going to come up. Apply for things that you don't feel you're qualified for. So even if you don't feel like you're qualified, please, please apply for the job, because chances are you'll either, one, learn while you're going, which is awesome because you'll get the job and then you'll be able to learn more skills that you didn't have before, or two, they're just going to interview you and you're going to get practice interviewing and then you're not going to get the job. Either way, you get experience you didn't have before. Whether or not it's in the job is a different thing because you might just have experience interviewing now, but both experiences are equally good. So don't think that just because you didn't get the job, you haven't gained anything. You've more than likely gained interview experience, which is just as good of a learning experience. So that is finding jobs. I mean, you can still go into businesses and ask if they're hiring, but most places are going to say you have to go online and, you know, you have to do this or do that. most of those things are going to be online, so you might as well just search before you even go anywhere. Also, though, you could just walk around and hand places your resume if that's what you want to do. I mean, that's perfectly acceptable. Most people will at least take your resume into advisement, you know. So that's so good. Okay, so the next topic we're going to talk about is pre-interview prep. So now you have the interview. It's on a set date. It's in a set place. What do you do now? Your interview prep should be just as important as going to your interview. So what you want to do is search the business. Go to Google and search the name of the business that you're interviewing with and find as much information about that as you can. If you know a name of a person you're interviewing with, Google that person's name and find out who they are, why they're important, and how they're helping you. Because you want to have as much information going in as you possibly can. Because they might ask you questions about their business, and if you have no idea what the business does, that's not going to help you. You know what I mean? So I think it's important to Google and make sure you know about the place you're interviewing with. Just a Google search, you know, nothing special, but, like, even if they have a website, go on their website and search around a little bit. Use their website. If it's a venue, you know, make sure you know what events are coming up so that if they ask about them, you can talk about them. Make sure you know what happened in the past so that this way, you know, if they had a completely renovated website just recently, make sure you know that. This way you can say, you know, oh, I saw that you updated your website. You know, I think it looks beautiful. Who did that? You know, so ask about it. You know what I mean? So this way you have topics to talk about during your interview in case there's a lull. Another part of interview prep is to make sure you have a hard copy of your resume printed out and ready to go. Bring a manila folder with you. It doesn't have to have anything but your resume in it, but it looks professional to have a folder with you and take your resume out and say, here, you know, I brought you an extra copy of my resume just in case you didn't print it out. I'm sure you did, but on the off chance, here's another one. You want them to be able to contact you in whatever way, shape, and form they can. So make sure that they have those ways in front of them by giving them an extra resume that they can keep over and above the resume you've already sent them. Whether or not you've emailed or mailed in your resume, it's good for them to have an extra copy. So now we're going to move on. I mean, interview prep goes above and beyond that too. Like, you want to research the business. You want to have a resume with you. You want to know where you're going. Don't wait until the day of your interview to figure out where you need to be. Know where you're going beforehand. So that this way, the day goes smoothly and you're not rushing and frantic when you get into the office. That doesn't look good. You know what I mean? So the next topic is clothes. The clothes that you wear are very important to the interview process. You want to have something professional on. Don't wear jeans of any kind. No matter how dark your jeans are, it's not professional to wear jeans. Wear black pants, wear a nice shirt, maybe a blazer, something similar to that. If it's cold out, if it's winter, wear a dressy coat over your shirt and then take it off when you get inside. Stuff like that. You know, make sure you're wearing appropriate shoes. Don't wear sneakers. Don't wear boots that have stuffs on them. Make sure you look presentable. This is your first impression to this business, and you want it to look as good as possible. The next topic is interview etiquette. So when you get there, make sure you shake everybody's hand. Anybody you come in contact with, shake their hand, tell them your name, say, you know, hi, my name is Caroline. I'm here for an interview with blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Make sure that they know who you are. They know why you're there. Shake their hand. Make it look professional. Make it look like this isn't your first time, even if it is. Because even if it is, when you make it look like it's not, they take that into account when they're giving you the job. So during your interview, you don't want to say anything too much about the last job you were at. You want to make sure that you say towards the future, geared towards the future, in, you know, all of that. If you want to mention past experiences, fine. If you want to mention how that past experience has helped you or will help you in the future, that's great too. But don't, don't stick on it for too long. So once you've done the interview, make sure as you're leaving, you say, thank you for seeing me, thank you for meeting with me, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you shake their hands again. After your interview, maybe a week later, maybe a couple days later, just email them and say, you know, I had a great time meeting with you. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I would love to hear of any updates on my interview, on my hiring process that you have. Make sure you sound professional. Make sure you sound like you actually did have a good time, even if you hated it. Try to act like you want the job a little bit, you know? Okay, so now you've been hired, and it's the first day on the job. What are you going to do? You're going to walk into the job. You're going to be wearing something professional. If you have a uniform, then you're going to be wearing that the best that you can. Make sure you're showered. Make sure you're clean. Make sure everything is good. Go into the job with a positive attitude. Nobody wants you to be there on the very first day that you're there looking like a slob, and you don't want to be there, and you don't enjoy what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're there. You have a job. You're doing it. If you know, for the first day, do whatever they give you, and then later on, if you want to, you know, fight that a little bit, then you can. But for the first day, for the first week, just make sure that you're doing what you can, doing what you're supposed to, and you're doing the best that you can, you know? So that is for the first day on the job. Make sure, again, that throughout this entire process, that you are being as professional as possible. Make sure that when you're writing an email, that you don't have a signature that says, you know, Caroline is a shithead. You know what I mean? You want to be professional. You want to make sure that everything you're doing, every step of the way, you're being professional. So even unprofessional email address, use first, period, last name, you know, maybe a year or something, maybe number, whatever. Use something professional. Try to make it look like you are an adult and you want this job and you're very serious about the work that you're doing. Okay, so that is all the advice I have for you for interviewing and for having a job. If you think of any other advice you want to share, or you want to comment or email me and let me know how this advice works for you, please, please do that. We love hearing from you here at College Girl Weekly. So make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/collegegirlweekly. Follow us on Twitter at College Girl Week. Follow us on Instagram at college.girl.weekly. And Tumblr is college-girl-weekly.tumblr.com. And now we even have a website of our very own, so you can find all of our College Girl episodes and more at college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. So please go there, visit our website, see how you like it, and don't forget to email us any comments and concerns and topics that you want us to cover. It can be emailed to college.girl.weekly@gmail.com. So please, please comment. We love hearing from you here at College Girl Weekly, and we love any ideas for next week's episode. Please let us know. But either way, we will be here 6 p.m. next Thursday. So enjoy the rest of your week, guys. I know this was a short episode, but enjoy.